right, ladies and gentlemen, we just heard from Charlie Musselwhite from his brand new CD, Delta Hardware, with Sundown. Before that, we heard from Albert King from the new CD, Stax Profiles, with Can't You See What You're Doing to Me? And we started the show off and the set with Tommy Castro from the CD, Guilty of Love, with Dirt Road Blues. Very cool, slow blues tune there. And guess what? We got him on the phone right now, Mr. Tommy Castro.
How's it going?
Tommy, can you hear me? You're very good, man. Where are you calling from tonight? Or this afternoon, where you are?
Well, right now I'm back in California.
And in San Francisco?
Yep. So I'm San Rafael, California right now.
Tommy Castro, calling. I could say I called. Calling San Francisco from the Writer's Rain CD. We'll be talking more about that CD a little later on. But, what have you been doing in the past 24 hours and the upcoming 24 hours, musically speaking?
Well, you know, I just got home from, we just came back from the Washington State. We played a nice festival up there on the weekend and came home yesterday. So yesterday I was really traveling. We had a drive, some like 5 hours just to get to the airport.
Wow, 5 hours.
That's how far up north we were.
Up in Washington State, yeah.
Yeah, and it was beautiful up there. It was a great day for it, and I was amazed at all the people that came out in such a remote area.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, so the blues is alive and well.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Sir.
Up there, all over the West Coast, I'm sure the blues is alive and well.
Well, it's one of those things that, you know, you always want to keep an eye on it because it has a tendency to...
It does ebb and flow.
Yeah, it does. It does ebb and flow. And right now seems to be, you know, the summertime is in and the festivals are rocking. And we like to notice, you know, just how what the crowds are like and stuff. And we're amazed at all the people that are turning out to our shows lately. It's a very good sign, and we're all very pleased about that. And you were talking about that. So you played something from Guilty of Love.
Yes,
you
I did.
That the singer on that song is a friend of mine and not me?
You know, actually, I did not read that in the liner notes, I don't believe.
Yeah, Dirt Road Blues is Stu Blank. He was a Bay Area legend at one time, and he was stricken with cancer, and just before he passed away, I asked him to come and play on a track on that record, you know, and he was going to play piano on Shaking the Hard Times Loose, which is a rock and roll
okay.
song.
Yeah, I see it now, Blank, yes.
And then so while he was there, he just felt like sitting at the piano and playing this blues, and he made that song up off the top of his head. As he played, he had never written a word of it before.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah, he sang it, and we all backed him up on it, and it was just sort of a loose jam. We weren't expecting to put it on the record, but it came out so cool. We thought that in his memory especially, we'd go ahead and put that on the record, and that's just a little trivia there for
well,
you.
Well, I'm glad, glad I started the show off with that tonight. I got a chance to talk about it. That's fantastic.
Have you had a chance to play anything from the latest release at all?
Soul Shaker. Soul Shaker? Yes, absolutely. It's one of my favorite CDs. It made my list last year, 2005 that came out. It made my list of top 12 CDs, favorite CDs of the year.
Well, I'm glad to hear it. I'm just checking to make sure that my record label sent you.
Oh, yeah.
Sent you a copy.
you got a great label there. You know, since you brought that up, I want to bring something up about that CD. I noticed that from the pictures are taken from the same studio, and your cover shot there on Soul Shaker, and the picture on the back cover of Exception to the Rule, your '95 release,
right?
It's almost the same headshot. You look a little more relaxed now. Things are going pretty well, I believe, for the Tommy Castro band.
Now let me think about that. You say the back of Exception to the Rule.
Yes, the four of you guys are all standing there on the back of that CD, and your headshot is almost exactly like the cover of Soul Shaker. I thought it was very interesting. I was wondering if the same photographer took the picture, because I'm a bit of a photographer myself, and I'm into pictures, you know.
You know, yeah, it is the same photographer, as a matter of fact, Pat Johnson.
Yeah, check with him. And he went back in the file. That's a great shot, I'm telling you. All the photography is really good on those CDs from that studio.
They were both, taken, of course, 10 years apart.
Right. So, that's what I say. You look a little more relaxed now in the current shot.
That's a nice way of saying it. As a matter of fact, everything on me is a little more relaxed.
Cool. That's the way it should be right now. Speaking of CDs, yeah. I have 8 CDs, Tommy Castro CDs. I don't have that independent release you put out early on. Is there any others I should know about?
I don't know. I guess you probably have.
I got Exception to the Rule, Can't Keep a Good Man Down, Riders Rain, Live at the Fillmore, Guilty of Love, and Triple Trouble with Lloyd Jones and
There's only one. It sounds like there's only one really that you don't have, and that's the thing we did before when the band very, very early in our history of the
right.
band. When we just started out, we played in a little joint in San Francisco, and we were playing. That's basically what we did in those days. We played all the local clubs, and there were a lot of blues clubs at that time, so it gave us a great place to. To start the band and work out our material, and eventually caught the interest of Blind Pig and kind of took us out of the local scene.
Right, you've been with them for quite a while now. Put out like 6, I believe, CDs from Blind Pig. They must do a good job.
Right. So before that happened, though, we were we put out a thing that was never supposed to really be a record. It was supposed to be. We just wanted to record one of our shows to see what we sounded like.
See what you sound like, yeah.
And then we thought maybe we'd take and make a couple of cassette copies of it and send it to have a package to send to other clubs and festivals and try to get some work. You know, you had to have some music recorded.
Right.
We had nothing recorded at the time. So we let the tape roll this one night at the Saloon in North Beach. And there was so many good tracks on there that we decided to make a live album out of it and put it out, and that's before we ever got signed to Blind Pig. So that's kind of a rare, CD of ours. Some people have it. A lot of people who, on the West Coast have it, but you may not have it in your collection. You can get it on our website. The label is, very small.
Right? Yeah, yeah. Your website is TommyCastro.com?
You can barely call it a record label.
Yeah.
The guy who owned the Saloon used to put these records out. Anyway, yeah, TommyCastro.com has all of our stuff on there. And even that old thing
is on there.
And it's a lot of fun because we didn't have too many of our own songs. We were just playing, Buddy Guy and BB songs. And some
sure, like most people do. Well, yeah, you sure have graduated to making some great records now. I have 8... Like I said, 8 Tommy Castro CDs, 6 out of the 8 are outstanding in my opinion. And one of those is the Gratitude CD. It's on Heart and Soul label. And that's where you pay respect to the people you listened to growing up and learned the chops from. And that's B.B. King himself said you really had something special with that CD.
Well, it was a lot of fun to make. It was something we took a break from all the heavy trips of creating our own music, because it's writing your own songs.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to ask you about that. I mean, you write so many songs. I mean, it's got to be tough.
Well, it's just something that you take great pains with. You know, you really want to make sure that you do a good job of it and that you, try to be honest as you can about your music. It's like giving birth to a child or something like that. You really have to care about it.
Yeah.
You really want to make sure that everything, it has every chance it can...
Well, it is. It's like it's coming from inside you, like a child would, so yeah.
And so, you really take a lot of... But at this particular case, we decided to take a break from all of that, the heavy trips involved in writing our own material and making our records of original stuff and just do one record, just paying tribute to these guys that we learned from, and it was the most fun we ever had in the studio. We just sat there, and it was like when we started out as kids playing garage somewhere.
Yeah.
And we would play our favorite tunes. We'd say, hey, let's do this one here. You know, I just learned this, you know, and we'd play the record and everybody'd pick up a part, and then we would go ahead and do that song. And it was a lot like that, like making the...
Well, you made a great one, though. Some great, great versions of those great classic tunes by all them cats. And yeah. John Lee Hooker, that was a lot. Was that one of the last few times you saw Mr. Hooker?
Well, that was on the Guilty of Love record. I actually recorded with John Lee on that one.
Right.
And that was definitely the last time I saw him. I saw him just about a week before he passed away, I guess.
And as I just was introduced to his son's music, like last year when he came out with that CD of his, and he's got a new one out. Sounds like good stuff. We'll be seeing him at the Pocono Blues Festival here this year, and someday I hope we'll be seeing you at the Pocono Blues Festival. But that's for another day.
I hope so too. Yeah. You know, we still have this. We've played most of the major festivals in the country, and there's a handful that we haven't made yet.
Yeah,
so, which is gives us something to do next year.
Right. Yeah. Weren't you recently in Pennsylvania, like a few weeks ago?
Yeah, we were out in Lancaster.
Lancaster area, right. That's about...
They have an amphitheater there, and they do a music series. It was great. You know, we had a really good... It rained.
It rained
that night, but people came out, and it was we had a real good time with it. We actually managed to hook up with some friends of ours from the Delbert McClinton cruise, and actually these people go on both cruises that we were in on. They've been on the Delbert cruise every year and the legendary Rhythm and Blues cruise, and they're just kind of people who have let's say that they've done all of their work and they're retired and they have lots of money sitting around, and then all they have to really do is go out and enjoy themselves, and they do, and so they decided to have us over their house for a private performance at a summer solstice party at the same weekend as we played in Lancaster, so it worked out really well.
Excellent. At least they're putting their money to good use.
Yeah.
We're talking to Tommy Castro on WLVR 91.3 Bethlehem. This is Briefcase Blues. I'm Dave Bean, your host, and we're speaking to Tommy from San Francisco tonight. You mentioned the blues, Rhythm and Blues cruises. You've been doing those about how many years now, 3 or 4 years?
Been on the LRBC about 4 years, and the Delbert, the SBC cruise about 7.
You do East Coast and West Coast cruises, right?
This year is the first time they have a West Coast.
Okay, cruise. That's the first year they're having. I saw that on the website last night. Yeah, I didn't realize they had one either, but that sounds like a lot of fun, a lot of fun.
We're doing both of those, and we just found out we're back on the Sandy Beaches cruise as well, so that'll be... Two in January and one in October coming up. And I feel very fortunate, man, because that's it's one of the coolest gigs.
It's got to be, yeah. Oh, man, I'm jealous. Everybody should be jealous. That's a great gig, man. Good for you.
It's something everybody should consider, if you can.
Yeah.
You got to take a vacation sometime.
Right. I definitely plan on getting there one of these days.
You might just kind of like, plan ahead, because they're going to be going on forever. Pick a year. It's going to happen, most likely the main ones will happen in January. I'm not sure if they're going to continue with the West Coast version or not, but it looks like it's going to sell out. My guess is they probably will. But I would plan ahead, for if not 2007, then maybe 2008. January is when these things usually happen, and the lineups are always great, so it doesn't really matter who's playing.
Oh, yeah, the lineups are always great and fantastic. So, Delbert McClinton and all them people, yeah.
I'd start a little, cruise fund or something like that.
There you go, put $10 a week away, yeah.
Yeah, and it can be, it's not so bad, because one of the things about it is once you've paid for your cruise, you don't have to pay for much else. You really don't need... all the food is provided. Your place to stay is on the ship. You don't have to. It's all kind of. The only thing you pay for is alcohol, and so depending on how much of a drunk you are,
right?
You might have to save a few extra bucks. Maybe.
Yeah, extra $5 a week.
That bill can go. That could get pretty heavy. They actually have a contest, you know, at the end of the year, at the end of the cruise, to see who's got the biggest bill.
And music 20 hours a day, right?
That's all extra stuff if you want it.
But, yeah.
You know, it can be done for pretty reasonable. People share cabins. I mean, they'll have two or three people to a cabin because nobody goes in their cabin very often. You know, there's music going on.
Yeah, it's party time all the time.
So. Right.
Let's get back. I'm going to get back to this Triple Trouble CD with Jimmy Hall and Lloyd Jones. Jim Mertz, the fellow who's on after me with the Solid Sender show, many years ago, like 8-10 years ago, he gave me a Jimmy Hall CD. I had never heard of the guy, and really, I haven't heard too much from him since. I heard a few things, read a few things, and really good CD, and I hadn't heard from him. Then I picked up this Lloyd Jones CD a few years back. That was a great CD, and I was looking for more of him, and then I come across this Triple Trouble Wanted CD with Tommy Castro, Lloyd Jones, and Jimmy Hall, and it's a good CD. And not only that, but Reese Wines and Tommy Shannon and Chris Leitner on it. How'd that come about?
Well, the guy at Telarc was looking to do, you know, he likes to do these projects where he gets different musicians together, or there's a theme of a record of some kind, and he had me do a track on a thing called Exile on Blue Street, which is a bunch of different artists playing songs from the Rolling Stones.
Right, I heard it, but I haven't heard it.
Anyway, so he asked me to do a song on that, and I did. And after that little project was over, I just told him, I said, well, you know, if you have anything else like this comes up, that was fun, so give me a call. He goes, well, who would you want to work with, you know? And I said, well, you know, there's a couple guys I really like that I've met recently, and I had met Lloyd and Jimmy both about the same time on one of the cruises, and I just said, you know, how about these guys? And I left it at that. Next thing you know, he was planning a record.
Yeah. He's on the ball. You asked, your wish is my command.
Yeah, and so he set it up that Double Trouble would be the rhythm section, and we all just kind of went in there and had a little fun, you know. And to be honest with you, I was not prepared to make that record. I was in the middle of quite a lot of stuff of my own, and that thing had been scheduled at a certain time, and I just really felt like I overbooked myself, and I actually tried to have them postpone it or something, and it was too late. It was all
right. Show must go on. Yeah, there's a song in there. Yeah. There's a song in there called Whole Lot of Soul.
Yeah.
On that CD. It probably could have fit on Soul Shaker.
Yeah, it could have, you know. But I wound up, like I said, that was a very loose get-together of guys, and we just kind of listened to some old records and picked a couple of things to do, and Jimmy and Lloyd came in with some original stuff they had written that hadn't been recorded before, and I just picked a couple songs that I had done before, and we all just kind of jammed, and it was an interesting way to make a record. It was different, and it was
different.
Lot of really cool stuff happened on there. I particularly like the Jimmy Hall stuff. I think I did all right, but for my money, the best songs on there are really the Jimmy Hall performances.
Can you tell me what Lloyd Jones is up to?
Lloyd, I just saw Lloyd a couple weeks ago up in the Portland Festival, Portland, Oregon. That's from Portland. That's where Lloyd is from. That's kind of his neck of the woods.
Okay.
And I saw him up there, and he's working with a really great band of his, and I think he might be unattached to any record label at the moment, and is probably looking for his next probably project, you know. We didn't really have that much time to talk, but he sounds as great as ever.
Good, good. I'm glad he's doing well. Speaking of working, what are you working on right now? I know you just had a CD out last year, so it's probably be another year or so before you get a new one out, but anything in the works?
I plan to have something out by, like, January.
This January already?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm working on songs right now, as a matter of fact, and I've been to Nashville, and I've been to Austin, and I've been to L.A. writing with different people, and I've been, hanging around here in the Bay Area and just kind of working on songs, and I plan to go in the studio in September and cut something new for Blind Pig.
Excellent. We'll be looking forward to that. One more question before we let you go. You know, you've probably got things to do. You were at the Blues Music Awards this year. They used to be called the Handys.
That's right.
And you got to jam with Elvin Bishop.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about that. I just heard Elvin Bishop on a radio interview last night down our way here.
Well, Elvin is one of my all-time favorite artists. I used to go and see him a lot when I was young and starting out. I mean, real young, when I was like 14 or 15 years old, you know. Like, he was one of my idols. And so it was really cool to be able to hang out with him. They had me play with him on one of his songs at that show, and then I asked him if he would join me after a while when I was up performing my little bit. I went by myself. I didn't go with my band. I just was kind of a special guest there of some sort, and I played with a couple of other musicians, Eddie Shaw and Mookie Brill, and then Jimmy Bott on drums, and it was and Benny E from Coco's Montoya's band, or currently he's with Jennifer Magnus. So what, it was a great event. You know, it really did.
Yeah.
It was great to see everybody. Lots of people I hadn't seen in a long time.
Were you nominated?
I had two nominations. I didn't win, but I had two nominations, and I was very honored by that.
Well, you got this new CD coming out in January. I bet you it'll be something on there that gets a winner this year, next year.
Yeah, well, let's hope so.
Yeah.
You know, I'm putting out something. I don't worry too much about that sort of thing. It's mostly like most award shows, it's more of a popularity contest than it is based on the actual
quality of the music. Yeah, well, that's what you're all about, though. You're all about quality music. I can tell that from the CDs and from what you say. And one of my favorite CDs of yours is the Writer's Reign CD. And the song Chairman of the Board, I'm going to play that as soon as we hang up. That's just a great tune. Can you tell us about writing that tune?
Well, it was it's just kind of a phrase that Keith Crossan and I came up with one night when we were in Greece, of all places. Hey, I'm talking to you, and I'm taking my kids to a dentist appointment.
Yep, like every dad should.
You know, I'm doing the dad thing over here.
That's okay, man.
You're going to the dentist with us at the moment.
All righty. I got good teeth, so I won't need any cavities, thank goodness. Yeah, that's an excellent CD. One of my favorites of yours. And I'll be playing Calling San Francisco later on in the show. And you were here in the Valley 2 years ago at the Lehigh Valley Blues Fest. I did get to meet you and have my picture taken with you. I want to thank you for that. Hanging in the wall on the wall in my basement right now. And I hope to get to see you again sometime. Yep. In front of your big bus. You still travel on that big bus?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's how we get around most of the time if we're not flying, you know?
Yeah.
Well, that's my seatbelt.
Hook her up. Drive safe.
Hey, everybody buckle up. All right.
Hello.
So, the next... So, you were talking about Writer's Reign.
Yeah.
And that's... Yeah, one night, we were in Greece, of all places. Somewhere in Greece, I remember it was me and Keith Crossan. We're talking about something, and the term Writer's Reign came up, and I just said, man, I really got to, that's a great.
That sticks, yeah.
Song about that, you know, so I wrote it down, and later on, you know, when I was writing songs, I went over my notes like I usually do to see what I'd been thinking about lately, and I went ahead and finished writing that tune, and that was, that's kind of how that came about. I don't think it really had anything to do with the song. Never had anything to do with Greece, but it just, the phrase came out.
Yeah, at that point in time, yes.
Conversation with one of my friends, you know,
Keith Crossman, great sax player. He's,
and all of this stuff kind of comes about. You know, I'm talking to people, I'm living a life, and as I notice things, and I remember things that kind of hit me. You know, certain kind of an idea or a thought that seems to grab me somehow, and then I'll try to remember it, or write it down, or speak it into a memo device of sort.
You must do a lot of that, because you write most of the material on your CDs, all but one or two covers at the most. And is the next one the same way?
Yes.
Yep.
Yep. I'm working on write a lot of songs at the same time. I got a bunch of stuff in the works, and none of it's finished.
Right. It'll be there, though. All right, Tommy, we're going to let you go. It was great talking to you. I really appreciate your time, and hope to see you again real soon. Thanks for joining us on Briefcase Blues. Take care, my friend.
We are probably going to be coming through the East Coast after the cruises this year, so I'm looking to come out there, and I'm trying to put together a big review of sorts, two or three other artists traveling with us.
That'd be excellent. A nice theater-type setting.
We'll be coming through your town, man. So thanks again for playing the music on the radio.
That's my pleasure, Tommy.
All right, man.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
There you are, ladies and gentlemen. Tommy Castro from San Francisco. Let's hear his tune. We're going to hear his tune, Chairman of the Board, right now on Briefcase Blues, WLVR 91.3 Bethlehem.
I'm the chairman.
Chairman of the board.
I'm the chairman, baby.
Chairman of my baby board.
When it comes to loving, I'm a businessman. I wheel and deal whenever I can. I'm the chairman.
Chairman of the board.
Baby, I'm the chairman, yeah.
Chairman of my baby board.
You know that I am the chairman, baby.
Chairman of the board.
All right. I'm a man to see. I'm a love educator. Known the world over, baby. A smooth operator. When my baby needs me, any time of the day, she just got to call me, and I'm on my way. I'm the chairman.
Chairman of the board.
Baby, I'm your chairman now, now.
Chairman of my baby's board.
Yeah, yeah. I'm the chairman, baby.
Chairman of the board.
Ooh, honey, you know I am your chairman.
Chairman of my baby's board.
In the way that I please, satisfaction, baby, the guarantee. When it comes to loving, I'm dead on the case. When it comes to loving, baby, I never lost a race. I'm the chairman.
Chairman of the board.
I'm the chairman, baby.
Chairman of my baby's board.
You know I'm your chairman now, now.
Chairman of the board.
Baby, I'm your chairman, yes I am.
Chairman,
chairman
of the board,
chairman, baby,
chairman of my baby's board.
I'm the chairman.
Chairman of the board.
Baby, I'm your chairman, yes I am.
Chairman of my baby's board.
Early in the morning.
Chairman of the board.
Late in the midnight hour.
That's Tommy Castro in the background from the CD Writer's Reign with Chairman of the Board. What a great guy, Tommy Castro. Talk so open and freely like that to you, to a stranger. Easy to talk to. I want to remind you when you're out there driving around, please buckle up. Don't drink and drive. Stay alive. Don't hurt anybody.